This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's Foreign Ministry of Foreign Affairs insists again that a balloon flying over the U.S. was civilian in its flight, an accident. It is criticizing the U.S. for what it terms an obvious overreaction and a serious violation of international practice. More from VOA Steve Herman.
President Joe Biden told reporters he had told national security officials on Wednesday that the balloon should be brought down as soon as possible, but he was advised it was better to wait until it drifted offshore so no debris could harm people or damage property. Biden complimented the aviators who carried out the mission on Saturday afternoon. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in a statement, says the balloon's flight over America was an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty by China. Chinese officials have said the balloon was a Chinese civilian research aircraft that had drifted off course. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Local resident Ron Lapman, who came to Surfside Beach to witness the downing of the balloon, said they saw something take off from the jet and knew it was a missile.
And you could see the explosion. Didn't hear anything, but saw the explosion of the balloon. And it seemed like it started falling apart and starting to come down.
Dozens of Russian and Ukrainian prisoners of war have returned home following a prisoner swap. Officials on both sides confirmed it Saturday. A top Ukrainian presidential aide said in a Telegram post that 116 Ukrainians were freed. Russian defense officials, meanwhile, announced that 63 Russian troops had returned from Ukraine following the swap, including some special category prisoners whose release was not secured following mediation by the United Arab Emirates.